Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to another exciting edition of Rough Riders Radio, brought to you by none other than Pete Newcomb, a.k.a. the Knight Rider. Today's topic, Republican House Speaker John Boehner's going to blink. Ain't no sequestration for him. I believe he's gotten unstupid. Republican House Speaker John Boehner made some utterances today regarding the imminent and fast approaching sequestration. The Boehner iterated that things would be pretty bleak under that scenario, and no one has really had to experience it before. The point being, it's not the time to undergo the unknowable and highly likely unbearable. Give that man a drink, please. Hats off to the man from Cincy. The only problem is that the Boehner boy couldn't even lead a dog to water. Maybe John can throw a beer bash in his office and get his Tea Party faction drunk enough and then lead them back to the House chamber for a quick vote on a Senate version budget bill. He could even throw in free tanning salon passes while he's at it for those Tea Party members. Now, when John Boehner uses the word bleak, it really puts things in stark perspective. The man simply does not possess that many descriptive adjectives to populate his speech. More likely, it's the fact that Boehner's home district, Dayton, Ohio, is near a very large military installation, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Sequestration equals big cuts in defense spending along with social programs. John, you and your ilk made your bed, and now you must lie in it. To badly paraphrase Neil Armstrong's immortal words, you know, the guy who was the first man to step forth on the moon and who grew up just a few miles north of Boehner's district. One small step backwards for man, one giant step backwards for mankind. Well, this is the Knight Rider signing off from another scintillating edition of Rough Riders Radio. Thank you all for listening, and now we're signing off.